Daryl Bazarov is the co-organizer, or one of the co-organizers, of the High Prairie Gun and Sportsman Show. Daryl, thank you very much for joining us today. How goes final prep for the gun show?
Everything's going well, and we have a packed show. We have probably more exhibitors than we've ever had before, and a waiting list that's a mile long.
How good is it to have that waiting list? It's unfortunate for the people who are on the waiting list, but you've got a packed show. How good is it to have that waiting list there?
Oh, it's very good. It gives us a chance to have new exhibitors in the show and something new for everybody to see that comes to the show.
Good point you bring up here, Daryl. New entries. How good is it to have the new entries? I'm sure you have some in the show this year.
Oh, yes, it's very good. We have them from all over the province, two or three new ones in every venue at least. Every year we get about a 20% change in our people that come to the show. Lots of exciting different things coming this year.
As far as attendance is concerned here, Daryl, how good is it for everybody just to be getting out, saying, hey, how you doing? How was the winter? Good to see you here in the spring, despite the fact that snow is on the ground.
Yes, that's very good. And this snow actually helps us a little bit as far as attendance, because if people are not busy doing things outside other than, there's something to do to come to the show and have a good time there.
You mentioned before we pressed the record button that you're one of the co-organizers, one among many. Of course, many hands make light work. I guess I ask about the young ones that are possibly involved in the show. First of all, I guess, are there young ones who are involved in organizing the show like this, and how good is it to have them on board?
Yes, we have several youth groups, many of them from the schools. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of work for us in setting up the arenas and tearing down the arenas when the show is over. And it's, the grad classes, some of the school classes need the job for their credits, and other groups just like to pitch in and be involved with a community group and do some community service. It works very well for us.
How much are you looking forward to the show? This is one of the big shows in High Prairie that happens. How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, looking forward to it very much. It's been it's a long time organizing it, and it all kind of comes together in the last week.
The last week, wow. Yeah, so I guess it's one of those times where we say, okay, last minute, but it's well worth it.
Oh, yes, yeah. The planning starts every year. Right after the show from the previous year ends, we are planning already for the next year's show. So we start booking exhibitors in January, and this is our busy week. We have, final preparations of the arenas and, final bookings of our attendees, and it's a good time.
How good is the feedback that you get, not only, I guess, just before the show, but also just after the show and the leading up to it?
Well, it's very good. It's actually, we do a very good service to the community, because it puts High Prairie kind of on the map a little bit, and people from all over the province come to visit our town and visit our facility, and it paints us in a very good light.
Daryl Bazarov is the co-organizer of the High Prairie Gun and Sportsman Show. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Keith.